The film Capote, about Truman Capote and Harper Lee, is expected to pick up at least one gold statue at Sunday's Academy Awards. We're going to leave you to discuss the merits of Philip Seymour Hoffman's performance and focus on another movie that's been nominated. It's called Joyeux Noël. It's about a World War I Christmas truce, and it's the French nominee for the Foreign Film Oscar. Our critic Bob Mondello has a review.
Before 1914, wars were fought mostly with troops lining up in formation and marching into battle. World War I, by contrast, was all about trenches and machine guns. The French and the Brits in trenches on one side, the Germans in trenches that were sometimes as little as 30 feet away on the other side. No tanks yet, not much heavy artillery. So as the first winter of the war arrives, these huge armies just dig in, within sight of each other, within hearing of each other. And on Christmas Eve, the guns fall silent, and from the German trenches come sounds of the season.
Adeste fideles, leti triumphantes.
The chaplain on the other side picks up his bagpipes. Hearing this sudden burst, not of gunfire, but of music, soldiers on both sides do something they really shouldn't. They cautiously stick their heads up out of the trenches to see what's happening. When no one shoots, something happens that seems almost unbelievable in hindsight, the Christmas truce of 1914, an informal ceasefire initiated by exhausted, homesick soldiers at dozens of spots along the 500-mile-long Western Front. It's a bit romanticized, as depicted by French writer-director Christian Carrion, but the story is basically true. It really happened pretty much this way.
Good evening, Germans, but we're not English, we're Scottish.
10 million lives would be lost before World War I was over, but the film shows how for a few hours during this first Christmas of this first modern war, soldiers who'd been shooting at each other for days came out of their trenches and swapped cigarettes and showed each other photos of loved ones and even played soccer. The director makes a point of humanizing soldiers on all sides of the conflict, and when the chaplain leads them all in a midnight mass, in Latin, as it was then said all over the world, no man's land briefly becomes common ground.
Pax Domini, sit semper vobiscum.
Et consilium tuo.
Ite missa est.
You can't watch this film without thinking about modern wars and about how much easier it is to demonize a foe when language and customs are more at odds. The cross-cultural camaraderie depicted in Joyeux Noël feels almost fairy-tale-ish today, not because of the sentimental way the film has been crafted, but because humanity being so human in wartime seems so clearly to belong to another time. I'm Bob Mondello.